This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello. Greetings. Salutations. Welcome to Kramer and Jess. Uncensored. God, I hope we have the right to this music.
Yo, I was thinking about that as like the beds, like the random beds that we use.
I don't even know, man. This is such a chaotic time. I don't even know we have the rights to anymore. It's become a very sensitive time of what you can use and what you can't use. I was just telling Jess a couple seconds ago, I just got a copyright flag from episode number 41 of Certified Mama's Boy, and we're on episode 900 and something. We're getting close to 1,000. And I'm like, that's wild.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
It's getting flagged then. Like, so,
like, why are you, like, stop?
Like nothing, I know, like, nothing is safe. So, like, makes me, like, kind of paranoid of, like, what?
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, you know how many shows that we've done? You know how many podcasts? I'll tell you what, I hope they pull down all of our previous episodes of previous podcasts. Hopefully those all get flagged and get ripped down.
Dude, no, don't say that, because, like, you still be using the same beds.
That's true.
If that gets screwed, we still currently go get screwed. So, let's not wish that on anything.
Oh man! Hey, welcome to the Uncensored Podcast. This is different than the radio show. If you're expecting to listen to the radio show, that's not what you're here for. So, like, set that expectation within yourself. Jess, what is the Uncensored show?
It's kind of like the close friends feature on Instagram, where you're very kind of selective on who and like who you share things with and what you're sharing, and that's kind of like what we use the space for.
Yeah, we also do the show live on YouTube on Wednesdays. I don't know what time to tell you. We're almost an hour late at this point. Yeah. So just subscribe to Kramer and Jess on YouTube and you can come be a part of the show. We love to say hi to you when you're here. And there's not many people here because we're an hour late. I bet they were probably sitting here at 10 being like, yay, we can't wait. And then we're an hour late. So Bethany's here. What's up, Bethany? Welcome. But if you ever want to come be a part of the show, we'd love for you to be here. Wait, you're telling me that literally your parents didn't say a word about your podcast after you released it?
No. So when I had released the teaser initially, my parents thought it was really well done, and it made them emotional and everything like that. And they had mentioned that. And I would also like to say, like, that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me that they haven't commented.
Yeah, you're not really a words of affirmation person, Jess. And this is what Jess and I are very different. And we had a whole conversation about this a couple of weeks ago, where Jess doesn't need those words of like, "Hey, great job." Where me, if somebody didn't say a word about my podcast, I would melt down. Like, if I put out a podcast, my parents are like, "Oh my God, that's such a good," I would be like, "What? Like, are you my parents? Did you birth me or did you not?" Because
I also don't even expect them, like, it doesn't bother me if they listen or not either. Like,
at all? You wouldn't care?
No.
At all?
No. I know the first episode was with my mom, so obviously there was like a connection there. Like, she's literally in it. Or even if she was like, "Why would I listen to it because I was doing it?" I wouldn't be mad at her. I'm like, "Yeah, like, you said your words, like, speak on it." I would not be mad at her, you know?
Okay, all
right. But I am releasing an episode with my sister today that's out now, and it's a little different because there's one way I think you talk about your childhood with your parent, and then there's a different way you talk about your childhood with your sibling.
Mm-hmm.
And
two different perspectives.
Very different perspectives. Yeah. And also, I think I'm trying to navigate how much I don't want to, when I was editing everything, I didn't want to cut out a ton of stuff my sister was saying, because that's her truth and that's her perspective.
Right.
And then also at the same time, I'm navigating of trying to still be respectful and protective of certain things. Mm. And then I even battle with that thought as well, because something that I feel when it comes to sharing in general, I think that people should be allowed to share their perspective when something has happened to them, like, that's their experience.
Yeah.
And just because they're sharing that perspective, that's not them shitting on somebody else or like trying to talk shit on somebody else. And obviously I think for us and what we do, that's something that we've definitely we have run into issues with that people that we are close to, because I think it's hard for someone else to understand. And I'm also taking into account, there's also a difference of having an open conversation with someone and then also having a conversation on a platform that other people can listen to. And there are certain things that I have held back from sharing, but there's also this part of me that wants to be more comfortable with opening up about different aspects of my life, because I feel like it could be so helpful to others.
No, I know.
And like, that's where I feel like my service is, like, that's where I feel like my purpose is. And so I am a little nervous about, and if they don't listen, that's totally, honestly, I'd probably prefer it.
Yeah.
But if they do, I think I'm a little nervous on like what that feedback would be.
It's the struggle, man. Like, I don't know what the balance is. I've gone like too far on both sides. I've gone too far on sharing too little.
Right.
And I feel like I haven't been able to connect with you guys. And then I feel like I've shared too much. And then like I've completely destroyed my personal life.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that, I don't think there is an answer. I think that you just have to like walk that tightrope and fall on both sides sometimes.
We actually used to talk about this a lot. So I don't know if I ever told you guys this, but I was a creative writing minor in college and I mostly focused on memoir.
Hmm.
So we actually had a lot of conversations about this in my classes, about the ethics of like how to deal with talking about your own life and like how it affects the people
that are in your life.
Yeah, because
I didn't realize there was an actual class on this.
Yeah, no.
Let us learn, because I just always assumed that like you just had to kind of get.
We should actually have my old professor on. She's a New York Times bestselling author.
Well, I'll be gosh
darned. She would have really good advice on
this
for you
guys. No, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough because there is, like, right now is really tricky because there is the situation with my family, and I've had so many situations with them where they've been so upset with me about things that I've shared about them that I have to really pick and choose where I share, which are like really, and people love when I share family drama because my family and I are so close and I've shared so much with my family. They love to hear the hard parts because it makes it more real. And I understand that. Like, it
well,
makes
it's relatable.
It's relatable. Like, and I hate that I don't want to just share the good parts. I want to share the hard parts because then it's more, it doesn't make you feel like I didn't realize that everyone's got family drama until I started sharing my family drama. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, wait, everyone's got a fucked up family. And then it felt like it still to this day feels like such a disservice because I can't be as open and honest about it because of their feelings. Yeah. And you probably feel the same way where it's like you have to really like. So I will talk about, and this is, and Jess knows this kind of like tightrope that I'm walking. Like, I'll talk about the family drama live on the radio and we don't podcast it. I'll also talk about my family drama on my More Mama's Boy podcast because they don't know how to get to that. So it doesn't really affect them.
Basically,
if they can get to it easily enough, I don't like put it in their face or like, and those people also know to like not go to my family and be like, hey, they also said blah, 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 blah. So that's kind of how I've done it. But I feel like to like a lot of people, it's the story's hidden and that doesn't feel right to me, you know, like I don't know if there's a right answer to that, you know, but I feel the same way you do. But I'm also trying to feel like if I was a private person, and I know that like a lot of people are, most people are, how would I feel if all of a sudden I had somebody that I loved and trusted out there?
It's not even
like,
about most people are. It's I think like a lot of people are not put in the position of having things like that in a public forum unless they are in this space by their choosing or unless they're connected to someone that's in this space. Yeah. So I do try to be mindful of that. And there are situations when I am sharing. I'm not as specific as where it's coming from. I'm still able to talk about my experience and I've done that. And also at the same time, it's like I was so proud of my sister too for feeling comfortable enough to open up and to share. And I think that she deserves that space though as well. Yeah. But Charlotte, I'm interested in like, what are some things that your professor was saying as far as like helping you guys navigate that line?
Yeah. So I think it's obviously a bit of a different medium when you're talking about talking on radio versus writing a memoir or personal essay. But one thing that we talk about is, you know, you can change names. Mm. Another option is, you know, being very straight up, asking the person for their permission about whatever story you're talking about.
Yeah.
We also talked about
like, we don't like that rule.
Consent is cool.
I don't like consent when it comes to even cool. Because that's hard, but that one's hard for me. Consent's hard.
Because you don't want to be told no.
Because they're always going to say no, though. But with what I've found with that is that, like, I don't feel like I should have to have your permission to tell my version of any story.
Right. So here's my thing that I have always strongly believed is that anything that happens to you becomes your story.
Exactly. 100%.
And I am a firm believer that, like, if you don't want to be represented in a certain light, like,
don't be mean.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah. Don't do shit.
But this is something like, I've struggled with too, because I've also talked about some really spicy things from my life on different podcasts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Ben, I mean, there was an entire podcast that I scrapped for a year because I was so fucking terrified
of releasing it. Yeah.
But I ended up, I wasn't truly like free.
Yeah. Cause
in
that's
my
enough,
soul.
That's, yeah. That's a healing
until
process
I told
for
my
you.
Story. So
yeah,
it's, I really see what you're saying. It's like she deserves to tough. Tell that story, but you care so much about the other people in the story. So it's like, it really is walking that line. And I think there's no one better than you, honestly, to do it, who has care for everyone in the story.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's one of the reasons why I was that was the only space I felt comfortable, because it was her and I, where I wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable talking about certain things in this space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just because I felt like, because it involved her and it involved me. And I feel like if there's any, and I'm also, I think there's something that I think we should also take accountability for, is I am ready if a difficult conversation has to be had. And I feel like they have the right to say how they feel. Yeah. And if they are upset and we can talk through that, I'm not going to be like, well, sorry about it. Like, I don't get that. I understand that. Yeah. And I will say I make it a point to share and be honest, but still at the same time, try to see from their perspective and still give that empathy to them as well.
Yeah.
Because no one knows what they're doing, especially when it comes to family things, and especially when it comes to like I have done a lot of work to separate my parents as parents versus to who they are as people.
Sure.
And I think that's what I loved about the conversation of having this conversation with my sister of where she is at in her life and what age she is in. And I resonate with where she was because that's where I was. And me being able to kind of talk her through that 10 years later of where I'm at now.
Sure.
So even though we're at different stages and she still deserves the time to get to where I'm at, mm-hmm. at least I can kind of help her get there faster versus being so angry for so long.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm a little nervous. But I'm also okay if like no one wants to talk about it and if we don't want to say anything, that's fine too. Because mm-hmm. I feel like they don't have to.
No.
Like yeah. it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. I can't imagine being, I've always said this, like radio spouse, radio families, it's a tricky role.
Because it's weird.
Right. I can't imagine, like, I just can't imagine being on the other side of it. And like all of a sudden, like my daughter's like, let me tell you all of our family drama and it's going to be out for the whole entire world to hear. And guess what? If you don't like it, it's kind of too bad. It's like,
I mean,
shit.
Garage Boy alone.
I mean, yeah. Can you imagine?
The origin story of that alone.
Like
is...
imagine just trying to have a one night hookup and like that's how it started. And like all of a sudden,
everybody knew.
This girl is like on the
everyone knew.
Yeah.
And I talked about the whole it.
And like with how small Stockton is.
Everybody knew. Like I was.
But also my
knew.
Whole thing is like you can also like talk about me if you want. Like you have every right to like.
No, it is true.
If
but
you
want to
put out your own podcast about it, sister, go ahead.
I'm like, collaborate the post with me. Like I'll fucking share it. You know what I mean? Like, but that's what sucks is like just because we're down doesn't mean they're down.
Right.
So it's just trying to find that balance.
It's tough. So I think this has been the greatest 13 minutes of a commercial for Jess's podcast because the
not on purpose, by the way.
The buildup of the drama of what's going to be on this episode is you've got my attention now. So if we haven't introduced you to Jess's new podcast, do you want to take the opportunity here, Jessica?
Yeah, Life in Bloom with Jess. It's wherever you hear your podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast, or if you want to watch on YouTube, that's fun too. I think that's kind of how I watch podcasts. So mm-hmm. yeah.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90-plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
The irony on the YouTube show right now is really funny if you're watching. Anybody realize the irony of one certain member of the show right now?
Wait, why?
It's Charlotte's shirt.
Oh.
Is, I feel like someone needs to go home and change.
Okay.
Change outfits.
Let me live. Just gonna... It's fine.
Charlotte's... And I don't... Have we talked a lot about this? We really haven't.
I think we did.
A little bit. I think a little bit, like, right after it happened.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
We didn't really prep too much for this. I don't want to say what you don't want me to say, but what
I
can
really
I say?
Give a shit.
Okay, all right. So I have full permission.
I like you. I'm not going to. No, I'm just kidding.
Charlotte is having a really hard time not texting her ex. And
I just texted him.
Right now?
I did it while I was editing the
podcast. God damn it. Why?
Wait, for what?
I'm doing well.
For what?
Because I'm fucking crashing out.
For what? Literally. Charlotte cannot stop texting her ex, and I just don't know how to.
Because when people stonewall me, it makes me spiral 300 times worse.
Jessica, we gotta work this.
So bad.
As a group, we gotta help. We gotta help our friend Charlotte out here, because I just don't, I can't. As her uncle, I can't help her out. I don't, Uncle Crames, literally as Grace.
We hate the Crames. Stop
no, the Crames. No, I said Uncle Crames, not the
my
Crames.
Uncle.
We hate the Uncle Crames. It makes it worse.
That's Uncle Steesty.
Uncle Steesty is out
Uncle
of
Steesty.
Uncle Steesty is out of advice at this point, man. Do you want to? I'll let you. Pitch your case over here, because I don't.
The issue is cutting ties. You can't cut ties.
You just can't seem to stop texting your ex. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the deal?
So I blocked him.
Yeah.
For like a whole 2 days.
Yeah.
Like it was like I was so in my power for 48 hours, guys. I was like, yeah, like
that should be your autobiography. Yeah.
But then I like crashed out.
Why?
Because like he unfollowed me on Instagram, which I was like.
How
I
dare
have a reason
you?
To be mad at you.
Yeah, like,
you
how
don't
dare
have
you?
A reason to be mad at me.
Yeah.
So then I DM'd him and I was like, that's corny as hell.
Oh, wait. So you had to unblock him to tell
no,
him?
No.
You blocked
I DM'd
him on
Instagram.
But he was
and
blocked
was
on
like,
your phone.
Oh, so you then DM instead of texting him, you DM'd
yeah,
him to tell him?
I was
him?
Like, in case you didn't notice also.
Like, fuck you.
Which is so embarrassing.
By the way.
I'm self-aware.
I think okay? I'm confused. So when did you guys actually break up, though? Because that was a little...
So there was the initial breakup in November. And
yeah.
We were like, I don't want him to think he can just come back after traumatizing me and everything will be the same.
Yeah.
And then I kind of let him come back after traumatizing me and I let everything be the same.
Uh-huh. So it's not like you guys are back together, but it's like you technically broke up in November.
It felt like we were like,
but
yeah.
But you guys have still been in contact since then, basically. And from November to now in April, you guys have gone through different like spurts of blocking and blocking.
More like from like January... till like the past week, it was like we had gone back to like talking every single day, all day.
Oh shit!
Which I guess I didn't tell you guys because I was
which is rough. It's rough, yeah.
And it's
rough.
Like I was definitely like felt like I was like on eggshells in a way where it's like I am so afraid to voice my hurt and concern because the last time I did, you completely abandoned me and wouldn't explain why you wouldn't speak to me.
Yeah, he ignored you.
So for months, I was just like so happy to like get to like have contact with him again that I like pushed all down.
Is this contact as if like you guys are back together or yeah. are you just like being friendly? No, it's more.
See,
than
that comes in because he then tried to claim we were friends while he's like texting me, "Good morning, sweet girl," like all this shit. I'm like,
yeah,
let's not like be so fucking for real.
Yeah, that's not how friends talk to each other.
It's not. It's not how friends talk to each other.
Yeah. Okay.
And like my whole thing too is like respectfully. I have so many fucking friends, like I can't even keep up with like seeing all my friends. So I don't need another fucking friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you want to get back together with this man?
Yes. She does. She does.
Yes, you do.
You do.
You can say that.
Like it's embarrassing though.
But say it though. I think, but that's the problem. I feel like before, if we're going to move, if we're going to continue talking about this,
be real.
Just it's okay. To say that if that's how you feel, because don't lie to yourself.
Yeah, I'm definitely not over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to get back together
but
with
why?
Him.
Why? Why do you want to get back together with him?
I think it was like the first relationship where I was like I could see this working. Like I could marry you. Like those kind of vibes. And it's like so good when we're in person and when things are fine, but it's like, you know, these things will happen where he'll just like completely disappear on me. Like he'll run. So it's like consciously, I'm saying like so much, I'm so sorry. Consciously, I know that without like probably years of therapy and stuff, it's not gonna get better.
Yeah.
'Cause I feel like he's not really dealing with these issues of like, why is he so avoidant? Why can't he handle a conversation? But it's hard to get over, especially when someone was like,
it's okay,
so fucking kind to me and like got me through like a really hard period of my life. It's just really hard. And I already have really bad abandonment issues. Yeah, it's just really hard. And I just am waiting for the day where, like, someone doesn't eventually run.
Yeah.
And I thought this was it. So
you're almost, like, holding on to him for dear life.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. Even though he may not be the right person.
Yeah. It just felt like he was for so long. And it, like, this, like, side of him has only, like, come out. Like recently, I feel like. So it's been really confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I wish I had something like smart to say, but.
You don't have to.
But I'm just going to cry.
I mean, I'm not behaving smartly. So.
That's love.
Everyone does that.
That's what love does to you.
Everyone does that. But I think, like you said it yourself, where he was maybe the one then, or he was this way, that is very true.
Yeah.
Like he was that person. But you're holding on to someone that's not there anymore. Yeah. And you're trying to make him into something that you want him to be. And I think it's just going to come down to you forcing yourself to cut ties. Because you're never going to want to. It's never going to feel good. And it's never going to be easy.
And I'm just like left wondering. Because like we had a conversation the other day where he basically said he forgot that he had asked me to move in with him eventually.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of at the point where I'm like, if you can forget something that huge and like a long-term or long-distance relationship, like, did he ever actually love me? Like, I'm like kind of like, I feel like nothing was like.
He probably didn't forget, Charlotte. He's probably saying that to downplay the situation that you guys are in now, because he's trying to make it seem as serious as what it is.
Yeah.
But like, what is it? What is it that you, when you're like, for example, when you just texted him a few minutes ago, what is that? Like, is it just the contact? Are you addicted to the contact, or are you literally like?
But yeah. What'd you even say?
What
was the need to text him this morning?
I guess it's like that exact question that I'm having. I was like, I really need to know, like, was any of this ever real to you? Like, if you never want to talk to me again, that's fine. But like, I need to know, like, if it was all bullshit, like, just say that and then it'll be easier to move on. Like,
but Charlotte, I think what's the issue and what's going to be what's really, really difficult and a really shitty, hurtful thing to fucking accept.
Yeah.
Is that like you like, even if he were to text you an answer right now, that still would not make you feel better.
Right.
At all.
Like, imagine if he gave you the exact answer you wanted. What if he was like, well, here's the exact story of what happened and how we got to this point. Do you feel like that would actually give you the closure you wanted? Whatever he said, either way, whatever he said, this was complete bullshit and I never meant any of it. And like, I was just doing this. Or if it was the other way around, like, no, I loved you, but my feelings changed and blah, blah, blah. Like, would either of those really make it feel any better? I mean, I don't think there's going to be an answer. I used to be a closure guy, man. I died for closure. I just needed it.
I yearn for closure.
And I was the same way until I realized that no matter what somebody told me, it was never going to make the situation better.
It is hard because I feel like this has happened once before, kind of with our November breakup, where like he did like stonewall the fuck out of me and just like would not speak to me. And then when we eventually talked on the phone, it was so helpful to me. So like in ways it has been, but at this point I just don't fucking know. So
I also feel like you're looking to him to be the answer to this question or this problem that you're feeling internally when the answer is completely you. Like you're the only one that can settle whatever this is. You're the only one that can close the chapter. You're the only one that can move on. Nothing he can say, nothing he can provide is going to fix anything or make anything feel better, because you clearly know that he is not the right person. You clearly know that he's not being nice to you.
Yeah.
Like you have to believe. Yes. And that's totally valid. And that's totally fair.
That's what makes it tricky.
That's what makes it so confusing, is it almost feels like two different people.
And it is.
But it is, though. It is two very different people.
But you've got to deal with what's in front of you right now. And that's what I think makes dating really tricky. As someone that's been in love with multiple versions of people at times. I mean, you got to remember, I married a woman and then I divorced somebody many years later that was a completely different version of the person that I married in the first place.
Which is literally a mind fuck.
That's a mind fuck to
like be attached to someone for that long. But also, again, there's so many layers, because it's like you guys met at a certain age. You guys met at a certain phase in your life. Exactly. You
know, people change for the better. People change for the worse.
And then it's like you have to like grieve them, but they're still alive.
It does. Mm-hmm. But this is the opportunity for you to level up and to start to learn some of these skills of like, hey, like I can provide myself this. Yeah. I can provide myself with the closure that I need. Yeah. I can give myself the strength, because really when I'm hearing all of this stuff, and it's so funny from the perspective, because I think that what Jess and I hear, you know, we've been through these things, and
I don't want you to ever feel like there's judgment or anything like that, because when I hear what you're saying, like
we've all said it, we
resonate with that. Yeah. We know
all
what
of
that
us
feels
listening,
like
watching, because
we've been
keep
there.
In mind, Charlotte's younger than us. And so it's like we hear this and we're like, God, like we've been there. We've all been there before. And we all know that the only answer truly, like what you're saying is truly like, hey, I wish I felt more secure in my own situation.
And if someone was saying this to me, I'd probably be saying what you guys were saying too.
Yeah. But guess what? There's only one person that can get you out of that hole.
Yeah.
And it's you. So
unfortunately,
you're on the journey. You're on the journey. And here's what you're going to find out. You just got to keep getting more and more uncomfortable until you decide enough is enough. Like enough. And it's since November.
Yeah.
Today is literally the 23rd of April. How much longer do you want to be in this cycle? And I think that's what you've got to kind of decide. And if you want to keep doing this for, and some people do for years, and that was really dramatic.
No, it's so real, but it's so real.
I mean, some people do it for years. I mean, how many people do you guys know in terrible relationships, if it's relationships, marriages, that stay on this terrible cycle for whatever their reason is? If it's, I mean, maybe it's kids, maybe it's for whatever. I mean, some of these are really valid reasons. They stay in these really, really toxic relationships, and they just don't get out of them. You've just got to decide when enough is enough. And you can keep doing this, but it's gonna give you the same outcome.
It's gonna be the same. I think it's just a matter of like, okay, like am I going to be miserable? Like am I really gonna stay here? And for you to be like, I don't want to say that, that's not the right answer, like you just have to be honest with yourself. I think that is the biggest step, is like, this is how I feel and this is what I'm doing. If I'm going to do this, then I'm miserable right now, and that's what my fucking life is.
It will keep keep being, as long as you keep doing the same pattern, you will continue to get the same outcome.
Yeah. He's not going to change. No. He's not going to go anywhere at all whatsoever. He's going to continue to trigger you and do things to get a reaction out of you.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
He's not going anywhere.
But let's not discount the fact it is not easy.
Yeah.
Right.
It is not easy to walk away from these things.
No.
And we should not discount the fact those love chemicals, man, they get in your brain. You start getting all, well, maybe he'll change. And it is hard to disconnect from somebody. I've been through some crazy fucking shit in my life. And I swear to God, disconnecting from somebody that you've really had feelings for.
I would just really love to not disconnect. I would just really love if he would just get his fucking shit together. But
you can't change anybody
else. Clearly,
man.
That's not going to happen. It's been 2 fucking years. So.
Yeah. Especially men. We don't change very well. We don't change very well.
But so. I think that's a bigger thing you can apply to not just someone that you're in love with, but even to anyone in your life that's important to you. You have to accept people for who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is who he is. This is how much he's able to give, and this is what he is going to give. You can't change anyone. You can't make them into anyone that you want them to be.
Mm-hmm. And I'm excited for Thursday night.
I have really bad news.
No.
I read it wrong. It doesn't start till May. But I will be going in May.
It's almost May.
I'm going to start a junk journaling class.
How about
going
that?
Yeah, May is literally next week.
It's literally next week.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
okay.
May is literally next Thursday.
It's on May 1st. Okay.
Yeah, next Thursday.
So that's good. I told Charlotte she needs to find her thing. You know what I mean? Outside of like work and just whatever that thing is.
Yeah, now that I'm finally going to just have this job, I'm going to be able to quit my additional job soon. Yeah, yeah, so I'll have hobby time again. And I'm excited. Like
hot girl summer or brat
more
summer
time to crash out. No, just kidding.
No, that's what we're not gonna do.
If anyone wants to kiss this summer, you know where to find me. I'm sorry.
Wanting to kiss is so crazy.
Not who wants to kiss this summer. Okay.
Who wants to smooch?
Who wants to kiss?
All right. Next week.
Way to talk about that. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I've got some Jesus drama, but we'll save that for next week. Okay.
Like
so Jesus
in
Christ.
The sky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jesus drama himself. We'll get into it.
I'm actually really excited. Yeah.
Running low this week. I will tell you guys this really quick because you need to know this. This is so fucking annoying. This can't wait till next week.
Okay.
So I'm in this really terrible situation. Nintendo Switch 2 comes out in June, right? June 5th. Mm-hmm. And the pre-orders go on sale and you have to pre-order or like you're not. It's almost like Taylor Swift tickets where you got to like get in line. Like,
okay.
You
have
to, y'all, they go on pre-order tonight at midnight. And if I don't fucking pre-order it, I'm not getting it for like six, who knows to how long.
If you set an alarm, will you go back to sleep?
I don't know.
Are you going to set an alarm?
I'm going to set an alarm.
Yeah.
So like, just do what I do. Segmented sleeping, baby. You got to go
home. I don't know that my body will fall back asleep.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm scared of. So
have you considered marijuana?
So I don't know how tomorrow's show is going to go because I literally have to wake up to buy a fucking, and hopefully I will even fucking get a new Nintendo system. I'm almost 42 years
don't
old.
Don't you have a friend that like stays up late
literally,
that can do it for
I
you?
I can't figure out anybody that can do it because you can only buy one per person. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm hoping I can get somebody to do it for me.
West Coast, good idea.
Yeah. Right now I can't figure it out. I'm going to try.
Where's Dan the man?
Well, he's in fucking Syria right now.
You know what? Tell your family so that's on vacation. Be like, you know what? I will forgive
Dan's
all of you.
Dan's fighting for our country. Leave him alone.
Poor Dan's trying.
And his stash. Leave Dan and his mustache alone.
Who owes you a favor?
Could you imagine him in Syria getting that text? Hey, if you're up.
Are you up? You up?
Hey, you up?
Can you do this? And he's like, are you fucking kidding
me? Do you think Tom would do it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tom would.
Why do I feel like...
Tom is going to be awake. Tom...
Dude, should we call Tom?
Dude, I feel like he would.
No, Tom will totally be awake.
Oh, they're in their promo meeting right now.
Call him anyways.
Oh, wait. No, it's Wednesday.
Call up. Call up. Call up.
Call him. He's totally going to be awake.
I feel like he's a night owl like that.
He
is.
But
if Tom fucks this up for me, I will never forgive him. And you know
that's actually not fair, though, because...
I have to do it myself. I can't. I can't put it in somebody else's hands. I'll be so upset.
But how about you ask him?
Super annoying, but tomorrow's show might be completely fucked up because I have to wait it for my fucking Nintendo system to go on sale.
What time are you going to wake up, though?
I guess like 11:40. Just give me 20 minutes to like make sure I get this right.
That's crazy.
All right. That's it for the Uncensored Show. When does your podcast go live?
It's this new episode's every Wednesday. So it's out.
Oh, it's out now? Oh, well, shit. Go listen to Jess's after this.
Yeah.
Where do we... It's Life in Bloom.
Life in Bloom with Jess. I just dropped the episode with my sister. And wherever you want to listen or watch your podcast, it's available.
I feel like we need a Charlotte podcast, don't you? I would love a Charlotte podcast.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, maybe work on that. That could be a new side project.
Another more editing, baby.
Yeah, that's what you want.
No, it would be fun though. I just need to figure out what my like
vibe
stick would be.
Yeah,
I mean, I have an idea, kind of.
Yeah, why
heck
not?
Yeah.
Where do we get you, Charlotte?
I'm at PTSD Diva. If you want to smooch this summer, you can send me a request.
Please put that in your bio.
That's fucking
funny. Anyone want to kiss this summer?
Who's trying to kiss?
I just like saying kiss. Like I just like kiss versus smooch is even funnier to me.
I know it is. It's like, wait, did he like? Are you guys kissing?
And I'm that guy Kramer. That's what?
Bethany said, I would love a Charlotte podcast.
Yeah, yes. I would too.
I would love a Bethany treat right now. I need a little treat.
It'd be so unhinged, and that's what I would love about it. I also feel like I'd have to listen to it, though, and be like, oh, shit, Charlotte. That may have been too far. Like,
I'll have to send you guys my other podcast episode I did before I came on this show. It is so chaotic.
Just do whatever. That's the thing. If it's going to be your thing, just do whatever the fuck you want.
Okay, this is my truth.
I'm that guy Kramer. Certified Mama's Boy is the show for me, and we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.